Hello and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading comes from Psalms chapter 25. It says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all day long. Remember, O God, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. You are gracious and upright, O Lord. Therefore teach sinners in your way. You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way. All your paths, O Lord, are steadfast love and faithfulness to those who keep your covenant and your testimonies." This is a really wonderful psalm because it talks about God teaching us, God leading us and guiding us. But it also talks about God's forgiveness. We do things and sometimes immediately we're sorry. We say something and before the words even get out of our mouths good, we regret that we said them, or we do something and we regret it instantly. This psalmist prays that God will not remember the sins of his youth or his transgressions. We've all done those things. All of us have done things we want to just take back. And God forgives us of our sins. God forgives them and he remembers them no more. I talk about when I was young, I used to think that God was like that wonderful teacher who had the chalkboard and she made check marks when we were good and she erased them when we were bad. But I got to thinking in my teen years that I'd be in trouble if that's what God was doing because I wouldn't have any check marks left. But God forgives us of our sins and he remembers them no more. Each and every day is a new opportunity to walk in the way that God wants us to walk, to trust in him, to be led by him, to walk in his compassion, his love, and his grace. For God is very loving and kind and gracious. We can never work our way to him because we can never be that good, but God comes down to us. That's such a wonderful thing. God loves us so much that he reaches down for us like a loving father who reaches down to help pick a child up. God reaches down to us. He helps us to stand. He helps us to walk in the way that he calls us to walk. And he fills us with his Holy Spirit, that spirit that's there to teach us and to lead us and to guide us, that spirit that is with us all the time. God is so loving and so gracious, so kind. And he fills us with all those things. He fills us with those things to overflowing so that we can be loving and kind and gracious to one another so that other people can come to know how wonderful God is, how wonderful he's been to us, and how wonderful he wants to be to them. We are heading into the Christmas season, and I always say that we get busy and things start going on and it's just crazy. Take a little bit of time this Christmas season to let God lead you and guide you, to let him fill your heart with such love and compassion that it spills out onto the people around you so that everybody can enjoy Christmas and Christ coming and what that gift means just a little bit more. Let us pray. Oh God, you teach us your way, you lead us, you guide us. We pray that you will help us each day to walk in the paths that you want us to walk. Be with us each day. Help us to be your children in the world around us, to share that overwhelming love and grace, to help others find that peace and joy that you fill our lives with. God, in this Christmas season, as we look to celebrating a baby born and look to celebrating Christ's return, we pray that you will fill us so that it will spill over into everybody else's lives. Lord, help this Christmas be one that is filled with your love, your grace, your forgiveness. Amen. Again, thank you for listening. I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and this has been Abiding Joy.